Good morning. If Pastor Ryan would have asked us about baptizing the end of January, we could have given him a tip. Just saying. Welcome to Focus Church. Welcome to the last Sunday of 2017. What does a new year mean to you? Is it exciting time? Are you looking forward to it? Maybe you're going to graduate. Jesse's waving at me. maybe you're going to graduate. Maybe this is your last year of elementary school. Maybe you're going to get married. Maybe you're going to have a baby. Or maybe you're going to finally retire. Everybody has something as you look forward to a new year. I would like you to turn in your Bibles, or it will be up on the screen, to Philippians 3. Verse 12 through 14. Not that I have already attained or am already perfect, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press on toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And what that says in English is, Apostle Paul said, I don't have it all together. I haven't figured all this out yet. But I know that there's a purpose that Jesus saved me. We weren't just saved so we can spend eternity in heaven, even though we all say hallelujah. However, if that was a fact, when we got done saying the prayer and said, in Jesus' name, amen, we could have just said, beam me up, Scotty, and we would have been out of here. But that is not. So there's a reason. There's a call on each one of our lives. And I just want to, this morning, just kind of talk about the purpose, the letting go, and the pressing on. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word that is alive and real, and that will never go void. We pray this morning, Lord, that as our hearts are open for what you have to say to us, that each one of us will grow closer to you. In your name, amen. When I look at 2017 at a glance, and I could give this mic to anybody in this room, and they could tell you 2017 at a glance, I remember when at Jim's family reunion, they wanted to write a book about everybody's stuff, so everybody had a page or so somebody knew where they were born, where they were raised, and all that. And his uncle was the one that chose to put the book together. And so when the book came out, it had three paragraphs about everybody else and three pages about him. And they said, well, how come yours is so long? He said, I know more about me than I do you. So this morning, I'm going to tell you about my 2017 because I know more about it. I know a lot about Pastor Ryan's too. The walls and the contractors and all those people. in February of 2017, well, first off in January, we got our new pastor and his family that we had prayed for and fasted for and just sought God for his will, and we're very grateful that we are now celebrating this year with you. And the last day of February, I had abdominal surgery, and that went like it goes. You know, the 1st of February, I started running a high fever and didn't know myself, let alone who anybody else was. They took me off in an ambulance to St. Mary's, and I had a bad infection. So then they put IVs in my arm, and for 9 weeks I had IVs in my arm. And then I got it back. I'm good. All the accessories were off. I was back to church and back on the walk path. I wasn't walking 4 miles a day like I had been, but I was up to about a mile a day, and this was like my 4th day. Going around this corner, and all of a sudden, I got such pain in my chest, and I could not catch my breath. It's like, okay, I am out here by myself. And Lord, this didn't surprise you. So what was your plan for me getting back to my car? So I sat down for a little bit. There was a bench there, and I sat down for a little bit, and then I went back to my car. And to make a long story short, I was in the hospital a week later and had heart surgery and had a stent put in and had a 95% blockage. And that night, everything seemed to be going well. Went to get out of my bed. My legs didn't want to go where they were supposed to go. I could feel them, but they just were not listening to my head at all. And so then they did tests, and I had had a stroke. But this leg worked out within 36 hours. This one had to go to therapy. So me and my leg went to therapy for about 8 weeks. And then I went into cardiac therapy and got through 12 weeks. In fact, this was Wednesday. On Friday was my very last day in cardiac therapy. I was so excited, and I passed out on a treadmill. It's like, you know, this is, you know. But you know what I can tell you? I could take a piece of paper and list all the times my God was not faithful in 2017. I wouldn't have one thing on that list, because my God is always faithful. Your God is always faithful. And we live in a fallen world, so we're going to have some tough times. But God is always faithful. And when we talk about the purpose of God in our lives, we could go a lot of different directions with this, but one place I would like to go this morning is to Luke 10:27. When they were asking Jesus, okay, what's the main thing here? What is the main thing? And in Luke 10:27, Jesus, answered and said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." How many of our kids that are in here are in sports of some kind? Do we have anybody in any sports? Do you like your sports? Do you enjoy it? Do you talk to your friends about it? Do you watch movies about it sometimes? Do you read books about your sport? I see a lot of little heads doing this. And you know, that's exactly what this verse means. Love with all your heart, with your soul, with your strength, with your mind. And that's what you do. When you love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, you read the Word. You talk to Him. If you remember when you had a crush on somebody or you were in love, I mean, you wanted to talk to them. You just go, I want to drive past them, just see their car. Oh, there's their car. I remember driving way out of my way to see my boyfriend's car. I wasn't going to see him, but I saw his car. And that's what, when we're in love, that's what we do. We love with our heart, we love with our soul, we love with our strength, and we love with our mind. And this says, that I may lay hold of what Christ has laid hold of me. He laid hold of us that we can love Him with all of our strength, all of our soul, all of our mind. And as Pastor Ryan would point out to you, that ends, "and your neighbor as yourself." And that's where the do something piece comes in, to show the love of God. We have a world that's hurting. They need to know that there's something bigger than them that's in control. And you and I have that answer. But does the world know that we love our God that much? Do they know that we love Him with all of our heart and our soul and our strength? Or are we hiding in the closet with our walk with the Lord? People need to know that Jesus works, that He's a good thing in your life. The second part of the verse that I want to talk about is forgetting. Forgetting those things which are behind. And I have a story I read that has nothing to do with the sermon, but it does have to do with forgetting. There was an old gentleman that was heard his dog barking, and he went outside to find out what was going on. And the dog kind of had the neighbor cornered between his car and his front door. And he said to him, call your dog. And he yelled at the dog, and the dog stopped and looked, but then he went right back to barking at the neighbor. The neighbor said to him, well, you call him by name. He said, I can't. Well, tell me his name, I'll call him. And he said, I can't, I don't remember his name. He said, you don't remember your dog's name? And he said, no. And then he said, just wait a minute. What's the name of that flower, that little red one? It's got the pokey thorns, and it's a long stem, and the women really like it. And the guy said, a rose? He said, oh, thank you. He turned, looked at the kitchen window where his wife was standing, and said, hey, Rose, what's the dog's name? Philippians 4, 6 through 8. You know, we need to forget the thing. We can forget all that was going on in 2017. We can press on, and we say, well, how do you do that? How do I forget? Let's read Philippians 4, 6 through 8. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And that's how we forget. I could stand up here and complain about what happened in 2017, but you know what helps me to forget what happened in 2017? I look over at my pastor and his family and what they've meant to our church. I've learned more technology this year than you would be amazed. You know? And I still say, Beth, where did you say I was supposed to find that? And after 6 years, we opened up our shelter. And we've got six moms and 14 kids at our shelter. We had one that just graduated the end of December, and her family is going to be moving out and moving on now. And I'm here. I am here. 6 months ago, I had a heart attack and a stroke. And I'm here. That's the piece of it that I want to remember. That's what I want to think of. And that this morning I want to just kind of do, they used to call it from a checkup from the neck up. You know, just kind of just looking, taking this time. This is the time of year that we all kind of look back and look forward. I want you to look back at all the things that God has done for you this year. Sit down, make a list if you need to. How good my God is. And you would find that you would have quite a long list. And we can sit and we can complain about it, but it isn't going to change one thing about 2017. Is it going to make your house any better? If you'd have stopped at the beginning when he first came in and said, oh, guess what didn't come? You know, the contractor couldn't come and the windows aren't here And if you'd have got discouraged and just quit, you wouldn't be living in that beautiful home that you're living in now. So, in every one of us, we all have a story. We all had a 2017. We all had things that were good and things that aren't so good. This verse says to us, think about the good stuff. Think about what I have done. Think about the noble things, the lovely things. And whenever you get to where you're down and you're discouraged and you're thinking about all this bad stuff that happened, look around you. Because there's stuff to be grateful for. And the world needs you and I at our best. They don't need us always being discouraged and down. There are those times. David said, I have to encourage myself in the Lord. But the world needs to know that they're an answer. And how will they know it if we don't have the joy in our heart? If human nature just wants to, if I say to somebody, oh, how are you? What is our very first thing? I remember my aunt and uncles at our family reunion, we used to laugh at them. Now I feel like I'm at my aunt and uncles. Always, if you said to them, well, how are you doing? It was always, well, my right leg hurts and my lumbago aches and I think my heart was pounding and I got the worst sinus headache than I have ever had. That was how they started every conversation. And I want to get much better in 2018 when somebody asks me how I am, not to start with my laundry list of the things going wrong. I don't want to sound like some, you know, for lack of a better term, religious fanatic, and I'm, you know, but I want people to know what the difference that it makes with Jesus in my life. This is a time of year that, you know, to kind of refocus. Our name is Focus Church, and if any of you have ever used a camera, you know, there's times that you have to refocus it. And what worry does, we can worry about yesterday and how bad that was and what happened then. And if the enemy of our soul can't get us to do that, then he wants us to worry about tomorrow. Let's think about tomorrow and how bad that could be. And I mean, I've been here for 66 years, and I think I've said it a few times, oh my gosh, this world is getting so bad, it can't go on much longer. And we're still going on. But when you look at either yesterday or you spend your time worrying about tomorrow, guess what happens? Today passed. Today just went by. And you did nothing but worry about yesterday or worry about tomorrow. And you lost today. I heard somebody say the other day, don't waste your day scrolling through somebody else's life. You know, go look at your life and thank God for who you are. And I'm going to read another verse. It isn't on the slide, but it says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I have a new thing. Isaiah 43:18. Behold, I will do a new thing. Let's let him do a new thing this year in our lives. Hebrews 21 tells us about pressing on. And that is our third point, our purpose, forgetting and pressing. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, lay aside every weight and sin which has so easily ensnared us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Now, he's talking about running here. Now, you wouldn't run with a snowmobile suit on and boots. You wouldn't get very far. One thing, you'd use a lot of your energy. And when we're carrying stuff constantly in our emotions and in our minds, it gets heavy. And how many times have you just felt like, I'm just spent? And it wasn't really so much a physical thing as a mental thing. Mental stress can just tire you out. This says, throw all that stuff off. Get that snowmobile suit off. Get those boots off and get on that track and run the good race. And stay in your own lane. And the part of staying in your own lane is, you know, I'll tell you, it wasn't the most comfortable thing for me to stand up here and preach with my pastor sitting right here, you know. But the Lord had to remind me, Hope, stay in your own lane. You walk the race that I've called you. Pastor Ryan's where I've called him. And just kick off all that stuff and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. And where we started this was lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of you. And it does really, for us to remember who we are. Sometimes I think we forget who we are. And I would just, there's verses for every one of these, but I'm just going to read the front part of them that to remind us of who we are. I am loved. I am accepted. I am a child of God. I am redeemed. I am complete. I am free. I am a new creation. Lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. I want to share a story with you. Well, it isn't a story. I had a dream several years ago that I had, my heart looked like a paper Valentine's heart, and it was ripped right down the middle, and it was open like a door. And Jesus was coming in and out of my heart, and he would bring these big, hefty garbage bags and sit it by this picket fence. And then he'd go back in my heart. And after a couple trips, another being came around that picket fence, and he picked up two of them bags. And just then, Jesus came out of my heart. And he said, "What are you doing with those bags?" And the guy said, "Well, I'm just going to throw the trash out." And Jesus said to him, "No. Put those bags right back where they were. There is not one thing in those bags I can't use." And I want to tell you this morning, no matter where you've been, whether your rough time was 2017 or it was prior years before, there is not one thing in your life that your God can't turn around. He said, "I'll work it out for your good." So as we're looking to saying goodbye to 2017 and saying hello to 2018, remember, God's got this. What would it be like for Sun Prairie if all of Focus Church love the Lord their God with all their heart, their mind, their soul, and their spirit, and love their neighbor as theirself?
Thank you, Pastor Hope. What a great way to finish 2017. And it's important for us to hear, because I think there is a tendency for us to always dwell on the bad, to dwell on what didn't go right. And I think it's just our nature. It's just how we're wired. But we were challenged today to say, let's do it a little differently. Let's focus on what went right. Let's focus on what God did for us and how God came through and how God changed us and how God worked miracles. And I have a friend who I got to see just yesterday in Kansas. And he is going through a major change. He's been in ministry with me. And this past Sunday was his last Sunday at his church. And he feels that God's calling him into a whole new adventure. And with this adventure, he doesn't know what tomorrow holds. He's actually really nervous. He's like, "Ryan, I need some advice. I need to know, how can I make it? Because I've got a mortgage coming up in 2 weeks, and I don't know how I'm going to pay it. But I feel God is asking me to go and do this thing for him." And there was two things I shared with him. One was, we have a hard time always taking the first step because we want to see where the last step is. And God says to us that I will be a light to your path. And if we were to stop for a moment and think about our path, a light to it, imagine I'm holding a lamp or I'm holding a flashlight. The flashlight's not going to show me the end of the trail, but it will show me what's next. And I can take that step. And I can take a step, and I can take a step. And for most of us, if God were to show you right now where you would be a year from now, you'd be scared to death. He'd be like, "Whoa, I could never imagine." But he's saying, what's the next step? Take the next step. And so I encourage my friend to say, have the faith to take the next step. And the other thing that I shared with them was that when not knowing what what tomorrow is going to bring and taking these steps of faith, it's important to constantly be looking for God moments in your life. And somebody shared with me a year ago when we began the journey to be a part of this church. They gave me some advice that was amazing advice, and I'm sad to say that a year later, I did not follow this advice. And I told him this, I didn't follow this advice, but I wish I had. And the advice given to me was this: write down every time God does something. And to my best recollection, I could say there have been hundreds of things in my life in the last year where God did something, where God came through for the impossible, where God did something miraculous, something we wouldn't expect. And how many times did I stand up here and say, this doesn't normally happen, but... And God did amazing things. And I shared with my friend, you've got to write it down, because it's in remembering what God's done that grows our faith to take the next step. It grows our faith to take the next step. I am excited about 2018, and I hope you are too, because our Bible says that the person who has begun good works in you will be faithful to complete it. And we have seen a lot of good works begun, and it's not over yet. It's going to continue. It's going to grow. It's going to be amazing. It's going to blow our minds. And so my prayer for 2018, and I hope you will join me with this, is I pray, God, blow my mind with what you want to do and what you do. Blow my mind. And I think we're in for an exciting ride. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes at this time. One thing we made a commitment to as Focus Church is that we would be focused on just a few things that we felt that God was leading us to do. And one of those things, one of those focuses, it's the one we list as number one, is that found people find lost people. That Focus Church would be a place where there is always an opportunity to make a decision for Jesus. There is always an opportunity that you can find focus in your life. And I want to tell you that as many ways as you have tried to fill the void inside, and you tried to fix things on your own, you tried to manage, you know, how things are going to work, you filled your life with relationships, you filled your life with stuff, you filled your life with people, you filled your life with work. You completed a whole nother year. You've gone around the sun one more time. And yet you might still feel an emptiness, a lack of purpose, a lack of focus to your life. And let me tell you, the reason for that is that we all need God. And because we're humans, and because our great ancestors, the very first ones, Adam and Eve, they chose evil over good. It made it to where every human born would be born with a punishment, that we can't be right with God, that we are going to lean towards evil, that we are predestined to be forever apart from God. But our Bible says that God loved you so much that he put together a plan to make things right. And that's why he sent his son, his only son, Jesus, to pay the price for you, to make it possible that you could be a part of his family. That it doesn't matter what your heritage is. It doesn't matter what you have done. You could be a part of his family, that you could have focus and purpose in your life as you follow him, as he leads you, as he gives you a vision, as he gives you a mission, as he gives you a purpose to your life. This is a gift that he gave for us, and it's what we celebrate this time of year. And I think most importantly, as we are on New Year's Eve here today and going into New Year's Day, this is a time marked by resolutions that we try to resolve to do things differently, to be better. But I can stand here right now in front of you as everybody is have their heads bowed and their eyes closed. I can say to you that the best resolution you could ever make is to resolve to stop doing it on your own, to let go and let God be in charge, to make a decision to follow Jesus. And the Bible says that decision is an easy decision, but it has awesome consequences. We kind of think of consequences as the bad things that happen for it, but consequences are the results of our actions. And there's an action that you can take today, a decision you can make today, that will guarantee that this next year will be different for you. And that action is saying, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for trying to do it on my own, for messing up. I believe you sent your son to pay the price for me, to make it possible for me to be in right relationship with you. And you say, God, I want you in charge of my life. I want to live for you. And the Bible describes with that prayer, with that decision, instantly it's different. Instantly we're forgiven. Instantly we're welcomed into his family. And life will be different from this day forward. And if you would say today, Pastor Ryan, what you're talking about, making that ultimate resolution to decide to live my life for God instead of for myself, to change who the main character is of my life. If that's you and you'd say, I want to make that decision today, then I want you to let me know simply by raising your hand. Raise your hand right now. Let me see so I can pray with you. Thank you. Thank you. And we're going to all pray together this prayer of dedication, this prayer of decision, because here at Focus Church, nobody has to pray alone. So I invite you to pray, repeating after me. Say, God, I'm sorry for trying to do it on my own, for everything I've done. I believe you sent your son to pay the price for me. I want you in charge of my life. I want purpose. I want your mission. I want your focus in my life. I will live for you. In Jesus' name.